It's good to us that before we start anything, we come to our house, our church, and then we come to see God and pray and then take some time to meditate the word. Let us pray before we read the Bible. Dear Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for beautiful day that you give us. Thank you for good opportunity to come to your house. We know that you always want to love us and you always want to encourage us. That's why this morning we open our heart to receive your message. Please speak to us and use this message as a word, a guidance in our life. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Let us open our Bible. The book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 1. We read from verse 8 till 22. Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. And he said to his people, "Look, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply and it happen in the event of war, that they also join our enemies and fight against us, and so go up out of the land." Therefore, they set taxmakers over them to afflict them with their burdens, and they build for power supply city, Pithom and Ramesses. But the more they afflict them, the more they multiply and grow. And they were in dread of the children of Israel. So the Egyptians made the children of Israel serve with rigor, and they make their life bitter with hard bondage in mortar, in brick, and in all manner of service in the field. All the service in which they make them serve was with rigor. Then the king of Egypt spoke to Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of one was Sapphira and the name of the other Pua. And he said, "When you do the duties of a midwife of the Hebrew woman and see them on a birth stool, if it is a son, then you shall kill him. But if it is a daughter, then she shall live." But the midwife feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children alive. So the king of Egypt called for the midwife and said to them, "Why have you done this thing and saved the male children alive?" And the midwife said to Pharaoh, "Because the Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women, for they are lively and give birth before the midwife come to them. Therefore God deal well with the midwife, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty." And so it was because the midwife feared God that he provide household of them. For Pharaoh command all his people, saying, "Every son who is born, you shall cast into the river, and every daughter, you shall save alive." Brothers and sisters, this morning I want to share about when God behind a believer. As we know that the book of Exodus is a continuation of the book of Genesis. So we know that God has promised with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then the family of Jacob become a nation. How God protect the family of Jacob? God protect them to bring them go to Egypt. Amazing. They start from 70, and then after 100 years, the number become 1 million, 2 million. So now we want to see how power this nation, because God behind them. If we see from the first nine, we can see that the king said to the people, number one, look. What they look? They look, the people of Israel are more and mightier than we. They look. After they look, the king say, let us, in verse 10, let us deal shortly with them. And then, verse 11, therefore. I mean, the word therefore show to us they want to do something bad for the Israel. After they look, they have meeting, let us, after that, therefore. But the result is on verse 12. We see verse 12, but the more they afflict them, the more they multiply and grow. You see, so amazing. Look, let us, and then after that, therefore. This kind of best thing sometimes happen in our life. Maybe bad people, they look us, oh, you are Christian. And then after that, they have a meeting, let us do something bad. And then after that, therefore, they do something bad to us. Two nights ago, I watched a movie in one company. There is a woman, she has a good plan for, good design for a building. But when she go back, she put the design on the table. And then after that, there's a bad guy come and take this design, become his design. So in the morning when the woman want to start meeting, the woman said, hey, where is my design? And then the boss was so angry, and then she resigned from the job. Bad guy take her design. Brothers and sisters, this kind of accident sometimes happen because we live around bad guy in our life. Like people, Israel in Egypt. The king say, look, let us, therefore. But amazing, the more they afflict them, the more they multiply and grow. Brothers and sisters, when I read this verse, then I can see that the result of Egypt people against the action of Israel is not in accordance with what they expect. They expect that Israel become weak, but the reality, Israel become strong. Why? How can? The answer is because there is God behind Israel. The existence of God behind the nation of Israel make Israel become a strong and extraordinary nation. If we see from the first 11 to 22, we can see that Israel had supernatural power. Let's see from the first 11. Therefore, they set taxmaker over them to afflict them with their burden. When I read this verse, then I can see that people of Egypt, king of Pharaoh, they make Israel become stressed. They give a lot of work, but thanks God, Israel grew in oppression. That means no stress. Just go on. If we see verse 16 to 17, when you do duties of midwife for the Hebrew woman and see them on birth stool, if it is a son, then you shall kill him. But the Bible told us that they got help from the person who was supposed to kill them. They got help. And then the third thing, even more than that, if we read chapter 2, then we can see that Pharaoh's daughter, raised Moses, who later became the leader of Israel. Brothers and sisters, how powerful Israel. Why Israel have this kind of supernatural power? The answer is one. Because God is behind Israel. Today, we should to know that the same God also behind us. Amen, brothers and sisters? The same God also behind us. But why so many people do not realize that the presence of God in his life? Too much people, if they have problem, they immediately fear and worry, easy stress and give up. Some of them blaming others. Some of them blame God. Why? Why? I'm so scared. I'm so small. All because they do not take what they believe into their heart. They do not take what they believe into their heart. They just put what they believe in this area. So every time always say, I think, I think, I think. They do not say, I believe, I trust God. They just put what they believe around this area, not going down to this heart. The second, they don't have intimate fellowship with God. So they usually forget how God is. They believe God, but they don't go together. They just know that there is a God, but they don't know that God behind them. The third point, they do not live in God's plan. So why should go? They do not live in God's plan. So why should God stay behind them? This kind of people, weak and full of stress. Brothers and sisters, if we stay with God, we are like eagle. Let's see on Isaiah 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Verse 29 to 31. You should to highlight this verse. Isaiah 40, 29 to 31. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen, brothers and sisters. Why? Because God behind the people. When God behind the people, so I can say we have supernatural power. I just heard there is a supernatural school. I didn't know about this school, but what I'm thinking, we are a supernatural people. The secret is very easy. Just put God behind you. When you have God behind you, then you are supernatural. Now I want to close my message with one small drama. I saw Hansu in this place. Hansu, can you come out for a moment? Yeah. This is a children's story. In a big jungle, Hansu is a lion. And I am a rabbit. So, one day, the rabbit meet the lion. Of course, When the rabbit meet the lion, lion want to eat the rabbit. Rabbit is small. Lion is big. And the rabbit told the lion, you cannot eat me. Why? Because we are same. You are the king of jungle. I also the king of jungle. The lion said, how can? You don't believe me? Let's walk together with one. When we walk together, you may not say anything. You just walk with me and you will see people will respect me. Do you believe it? No. And then they make agreement. The agreement is, if the rabbit walk with the lion, if people respect the rabbit, then the lion may not eat the rabbit. Okay, they agreed. Deal. And then they walk together. For example, this all animal in the jungle, and this is the lion, walk behind me. Your hand like this. And this is the rabbit, walk. And any animal in the jungle say hello, I don't know, to the rabbit or to the lion. Lion cannot say anything. And then after that, you see? What do you see? Every people said hello to us. That means you and I are the king. So you may not eat me. Brothers and sisters, you know what is the meaning of this story? We are like a rabbit because there's a lion behind us. So everybody respect the rabbit. Same. More than that, we are very small, but we have God behind us. That's why we have supernatural power. We are not under the problem, but we overcome the problem like eagle, like heart, very powerful. So I don't want to see you guys so sad this morning, worry and then in fear. Just do it. God with you, behind you. You are supernatural people. Amen. Let us pray. Let's spend a few minutes to digest this message. Yes, we are small, but we have God who stay behind us. He make us become supernatural people. That's why Paul said, I can do everything through Him who gave me strength. You are not alone, brothers and sisters. Emmanuel, God with you. Just remember this, God with you. Thank you.
let's pray for, you know, even, you know, for chemo, like there's a lot of side effect and all this. Let's pray for those who are suffering.
Thank you.
is a Soho House Church. Let's pray that they have a wonderful fellowship time and growing in bonding, and the members, you know, continue to grow stronger in the community as well. And feet, God. Thank you, God, for being with us this morning, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So have a good day and continue to dwell in the presence of God.